Show him today's daf yomi is Kiddushin daf chaf aleph, Kiddushin 21, and on 21b the Gemara asks a tremendous question, and the question is, Yibraylu Kohen, or Kohen, mahu b'yifas Torah, is this person, is he allowed to have relations with this woman who's called a yifas Torah? This is a woman who's a Canaanite woman who's captured on the battlefield, and the Torah allows, under certain circumstances, the soldier to take her as his wife, even against her will. So the Gemara's question is, do we say that since a regular Jew is allowed only because Chiddushu, it's a novel law, because without it being a war, she would obviously not be permitted. So therefore, Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael, it's not going to matter if it's a Kohen or Yisrael, this situation is going to be allowed. Udoma, Shani, Kohanim, or maybe Kohanim are different because they have more mitzvos. Well, for Reba ben Mitzvah Siseris, they're not allowed to be with this Yafaz Torah. So Rav says it's permitted. Rav Amar Mutar or Shmuel Amar Asar. So Rav says it's permitted and Shmuel says it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, but Bia Rishona, with respect to the first time the soldier is with her, Kuli Amo Lepuyi Deshari, even Shmuel would say it's permitted. The Lo Dibra Torah Elo Keneged Yitzhara, because the Torah is only speaking in response to the will of the evil will of the person. Meaning to say, Torah recognizes that he can't control his will, and so therefore the Torah allows it. Where they argue, but be a shniyah, by the second time he wants to be with her, under circumstances that the Torah allows it. So under those circumstances, Rav says it's mutter, and Shmuel says it is permitted. Rav says it's permitted because all the ishri, because once it's permitted, and Shmuel says it's prohibited, to have yolal gioris, because a kohen's not allowed to marry a convert. This idea that the Torah only speaks against the yetzer hara means to say the Torah wouldn't normally allow it, but in this case it allows it. So the Gaon Yechezkel Abramsky points out, this is the only time the rabbis say in the entire Talmud with Dibra Torah Kenegeda Yetzer that the Torah only speaks corresponds to the yetzer hara. That means in all other mitzvos, The Torah is telling us here it would have been too hard for us to keep it, so the Torah allows it. But every other situation that we have a commandment, it's not too hard. We're able to do it. And so therefore, this is the only exception where the Torah gives us an exception to the rule. But otherwise, there are no exceptions. We have to keep all the mitzvot without any excuses.